The time has come for the Morning Hop with J-Hop podcast. Introducing your host.
Hi, I'm Sully, and welcome to the Midtown Podcast. I'm your host, Sully, along with
Jaden
and
Sebastian.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Midtown, but first, our news headlines.
Floods can be very bad. That's a pretty common fact known around the world, but they can be extremely bad in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, to be exact. Now they've gotten very much worse with the hurricane season, Hurricane Ian mainly. Sadly, 3 casualties have occurred from the flooding. Hurricanes can be very bad also for mobile home residents. When it rains and it's high tide, there's no getting out of here. Carefully, anyway, longtime resident Aaron Roth stated. The local businesses of Midtown St. Petersburg will build our community. They are important because they provide jobs and bring many economic benefits to the community. So it is very important to shop local.
Journeys in Journalism is a program made up with the schools of Lakewood High School, John Hopkins Middle School, and Mira Rose Elementary. These sister schools focus on journalism. This year's Journeys in Journalism is producing a special edition newspaper magazine. Today we're talking to some of the reporters who contributed to the magazine. Today we have reporters
Sebastian
and Jaden.
Welcome, and let's get started. So first of all, I have to ask you a question about just a big thing in Midtown, local businesses. So Sebastian, why do you think local businesses are important?
I say that they're important because they can bring a lot of economic benefits, as I read in the news brief. And they also, like, bring more, I'd say, color to the Midtown area. There's a lot of other places that their Midtown just has a lot of chain food residents, like Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's. But ours has a bunch of local things that are, like, good foods that you can actually enjoy and not like something that you're always used to if you're visiting.
Yeah, I agree because mostly around here the food places thrive more than others.
Yeah, and like I'd say that because the problem is like if you put a chain food place in Midtown, well, you'd probably see that all the other small businesses are like dying down. And the chain resident, like, let's say McDonald's, you put that there. Which one do you think is going to strive more, local businesses or McDonald's?
Well, actually, I've done some research on it myself, and it really shows that Midtown supports their local businesses more than they would a chain store. So a lot of chain stores have gone out of business, not everywhere, but, like, mainly in Midtown. Like, McDonald's, that one of their places got, like,
I know that the government does a vote if they're allowed to put, like, chain food residents inside of Midtown, and it's always the same answer, no, we're not going to allow that, because they don't want that. They don't want that piece that they have of the local foods to be ruined.
Yeah, I think that's just a really big part of Midtown and really how the community runs. But a big thing that happened in Midtown this year was Hurricane Ian. So, Jaden, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Even my family, there was a little bit of flooding and trees falling down. It was just crazy, man. What about you?
I'd say that the worst part for me was probably trees falling down. Like, I remember during Hurricane Irma, it was just like this. A lot of trees fell down in flooding, and so it was hard to get to places because the trees, they're everywhere, so they block. So if you're going, your usual pathway is blocked, and then it takes, like, an extra hour just to get to your house because of the amount of trees, and you're so annoyed by it. And then there's a flooding that just makes you have to drive slower, which is really
electricity
annoying.
Going out too.
Yeah, my grandparents' house, their power went out for 4 days.
Well, I was lucky enough; I didn't get affected too much by the hurricane, but my mom's friends did, and we went over there to their place to help clean up, and it was just chaotic there. Like there were like houses torn out of the ground, trees. Boats everywhere. The boats, like, were flying. I looked it up, and there was over $3 billion in damage in that just town. It was crazy.
You live by the water?
It wasn't too near the water. It was a bit, like, north of Fort Myers.
Yeah, I also know that in mid specific areas didn't get affected. Like the area that my mom lives, there's no flood zones, but I was over there, and so I was looking outside and I saw like there was a really old tree. It was really stable though, because there's those old trees that are really stable and they're big, and that thing got ripped out of the ground and just fell over on this road. It was like really chaotic, and the wind made the rain like kind of just fly off into the distance.
Okay, another thing Midtown is known for is our ginormous pier. So, Sebastian, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I think the pier is a really interesting place. And the thing is, with the pier, there's a lot of things you can do. And one of my favorite things to do at the pier is just, like, sit there at nighttime. And they have a giant net there that changes color. And I really like to sit there. And during Christmas, they also have a... They have, like... If you go to downtown, there's, like, there's, like, a giant Christmas tree. And they have one at the pier, too.
Jaden, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I like to walk around and stuff. And I like to ride the scooters a lot because it's fun. What about you, Sully?
I love the pier. I was so excited when it got made. And they have, like, a really good beach and a lot of good restaurants. I love the food there.
I also know that the pier was made, like, I think 1 week after my birthday, so I was really happy about that. And I really wanted to go to the water park, so, yeah. I know that some summer camps usually bring you there, like, at least once.
Also, it doesn't really have to do with the pier, but you can go to the pier there. Jaden, what is your opinion on the Sunrunner?
Sebastian, you can go first.
Okay, I think the Sunrunner is, like, really, really important, and it's really helpful for people who can't afford a car, because, you know, paying rent can be expensive, and the Sunrunner is a cheap, easy way to get from many places, like downtown to St. Pete Beach, the pier, to to the main, to, like, the other side of the downtown.
Yeah, not only that problem that it eliminates, it's also solar-powered, so it's a lot better for our ecosystem in St. Pete. And I think that's important because we don't have a lot of, you know, wood areas like that. So
and also, if you think about it, some handicapped people that can't drive, they can take the bus. And it's very helpful because they want to see cool stuff too.
Oh, all right. Could I get your guys' just overall opinion on Midtown?
I'd say that there's some parts that might not be as fun. Like, there might just be, like, I know that there's some specific streets that just have, like, clothing stores. But all in all, I think that, Midtown is a really interesting place and fun place to visit. And I know that you can have a lot of fun times there, and you can also eat really good food.
Adding on to what you just said, it has very great food. It has very great food, and it has a lot of clothing brand stores. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that some of those, like, clothing brand stores have a lot of souvenirs, and some of the shirts, like, have a St. Pete logo on them, so you can wear those.
Yeah, I'm honestly a great fan of Midtown. I think it's like none other community. You don't see as many local businesses, just small businesses, and just overall kindness in the entire community. I love Midtown.
And they have the dome right in the middle of it. You know, we have our home team, the Tampa Bay Rays, as our baseball team.
And for soccer, we have the Rowdies.
Yeah, but that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to the Midtown Podcast. I'm Sully.
And I'm Jaden.
And I'm Sebastian.
Join us next time when we'll be talking about more Midtown Magazine.